music has always been a tool to represent the voices of the people. And historically, in the greatest movements of throughout history, you know, artists have been like creating the soundscapes for these revolutionary moments, whether that's been, you know, Bob Marley or Tupac Shakur or you know, John Lennon or Rage Against the Machine. Like, you know, the artists have played a part in, you know, reflecting where the world is at in a very raw, uncensored way. And yeah, I believe my music, my art plays a role in that storytelling, plays a role in that reclamation of, you know, how we're going to be remembered. And for me, it's like the most authentic way that I can tap into this work is through my music, because that's where I feel most alive. I get the youth inspired, truth is higher within a method of communication. And hip-hop culture is our greatest tool for liberation. Fill it in the waves of the music we steady making. A future generations walk the roads and we already pay. For Native peoples, the idea of environmental activism being like an external cause or something that is outside of us doesn't really exist. For us, preservation of our land, our environment, our water, our air, that's just like a piece of our responsibility that we, you know, assign to ourselves, that our ancestors, you know, passed on to us. For us, the climate crisis and the environmental crisis, you know, resolving and understanding our place to fight for justice in those spaces comes from like a place of cultural survival. Growing up in that community and with a lot of those teachings, it became very apparent very quickly that, you know, this is just who I am. This is just part of my responsibility. This life I'm living, it got no limits. I see no limits. And this life we live in, and the world keeps spinning. This life I'm living, it got no limits. I see no limits. Young people of color, young Black, Brown, and Indigenous folks are the most vulnerable, like, today. The climate crisis is displacing people and taking lives, like, as we speak. Yes, you know, down the line in the future, we have, you know, a lot at stake, but it's also like immediately we are the most vulnerable, and immediately we need our voices to be represented as you know, the generation that is here today, not just as this abstract idea of like future generations fighting to protect the earth for future generations, because no, like the fight is right now and right here. Taste the poison whenever the wind blows. Wage war, people suffering while we kill the planet. I lost my innocence soon at the most. I'm watching our world die, something I couldn't control. It's very inspiring to witness a much heightened level of, yeah, diverse representation in much younger folks. You know, regardless of who you are, where you're from, everybody has a place in this movement. Everybody has a part to play in this moment that we are in history. I'm young and I'm positive. Two things that I've never not been, but growing up in a world so cold that made it hard for a kid to not lose hope. Am I just a voice for a lost generation? The ignorance of people taught me to be patient. So be patient and stay humble. Defeat the hatred and watch the walls crumble. We have a lot of power as individuals, as average, regular people. We have power with our, you know, yeah, with our individual choices, with our consumer habits. We also have power with the way, you know, in the United States, especially with the way we're voting, so much of what is happening, the dysfunction of our political system is because there is a lack of representation of people that are actually fighting for the community, that are actually fighting for, you know, everyday regular people. Play your part in the way that's close to you. What the future is going to look like in the next 100 years is really going to be determined by what we do in the next 5 to 10 years. So we're in a very precarious moment, and it's going to call on everybody to step up. The people, the system may be broken, but we build it from